Welcome to a special episode of the Mediocre Movie Cast. God, what is happening?
Brian's moving all around.
Special episode.
You might have to start over.
All right. I'm sure that won't make the first part of the podcast.
The parts, every time that you claim that there's going to be an edit and then you leave that in, that's the best part of every podcast ever.
All right, there, Kissel. 3, 2, 1.
So he spoke, and so he spoke, that Lord of Castamere. But now the rains weep o'er his hall, with no one there to hear. Yes, now the rains weep o'er his hall, with not a soul to hear.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Mediocre Movie Cast. As you can hear, we all clearly give a shit a lot about whatever it is we're doing right now. And what are we doing, listeners? We found a Game of Thrones fantasy draft. And we just spent the last hour picking teams. So get ready, because we're going to share all our teams and team names with you, and we picked really badly for one member, so
he's the nerdisms were turned up to 11.
He's going to listen to this at the same time you are, dear listener, and he's going to be blown away by the great work we did for him. With me tonight...
I'm trying to figure out who's got to be breathing.
Why are you breathing so hard, Brian Hartman?
I just walked up the stairs.
And with me tonight is Blair.
Hello.
Shane.
Yo.
Bobby.
Hello.
Brian.
It's me.
Brian's wife, Chelsea.
In the other room, in the echo.
She sounds a lot like Brian. And coming to the Mediocre Movie Cast for the first time is Sean Riley.
I'm dangerously close to back-to-back 50-point games.
Putting forward the exact amount of effort we expect out of the media community. We welcome you, sir. So, what do you guys want to do here? You just want to... Everybody say who's on their team?
Well, I have no idea who's on my team, so you just read them for me.
Phil's team. Like, I can't
John, I just want you and Bobby to turn on video, so it's not just me and Shane and Blair looking at each other.
Too much effort, and I'm eating the Skittles that got us all that money.
Sounds delightful.
Is there a way to look at just Phil's team?
Yeah, if you click on this is great pod. If you
we
click
should have
on,
organized this before.
But Ed, we don't put a lot of work into this.
Don't worry, I'll edit this part out.
Sure.
Read the teams in order that they were picked. Like, okay. So first pick was
Blair, right? Or is that what you mean? Like, whoever got to pick first? Okay.
Exactly.
Blair, your team name is?
Rob Stark is hot.
Thank you, Blair. And on Blair's team... On Blair's team, Blair's got Melisandre, Jacques and Hagar, the Children of the Forest in a big group. She's got Dany Targaryen, Bronn, Podrick Payne, and Davos Seaworth. Any analysis of that lineup from the clown car.
I think it's a pretty solid team all around. There's not a lot of low floors on that one.
I don't think anybody's going to die in the first episode.
No. That's what I was going to say. First episode or maybe the whole season. I could see these characters, with the exception of maybe Podrick, you know, going through the next season when we inevitably do this again because it's going to work so well.
It's a big unknown whether Jacqueline is going to actually be killing people or not.
Or even be a character. A physical character that's consistent.
I think he can very well send her on a mission and be done.
Yeah. Who was our next pick? Or who's pick number two? I don't remember any of this.
JR.
JR was someone we picked for him. His team name is Uptown Saturday Night. In reference to King's Landing's lively evenings. evening clubs. I don't know. I'm stretching here.
That's the same as his team name for the Fantasy Movie League.
Staying consistent. That's why we like him. We picked for him. Cersei Lannister, Hodor, Walder Frey, Rick Stark. Oh my god.
What is happening?
Well done, Brian.
Brian, you're going to mute before next time you go to the bathroom or something like that.
I think he's playing Jax or something like that. who else is on JR's team? Rickon Stark, Tormund Giantsbane, Sir Pounce, and Tristane Martell. I think the big news on JR's team is that he was able to scoop up Sir Pounce at a deep discount in round six or seven.
I mean, you gotta know, Sir Pounce, every time he's gonna come in the scene, he's gonna get looks, gonna be a steal, the scene stealer.
He got a good first pick, and other than that, that was bad.
Yeah, Cersei's who is Sir a good Pounce? First pick. Well, Tormund Giantsbane's good, though.
Yeah,
he's gonna do some damage.
I think he might surprise a lot of people as far as.
Who is, can someone remind me who Sir Pounce is?
He's Tommen's cat. He's been in exactly. He's got about 30 seconds of screen time in the whole series.
But he is a fan favorite.
That's right. I mean, he's probably not going to come back.
Our next pick is Newspaper Guy.
He's got two characters that don't talk at all.
JR is terrible at this game.
We can thank random.org for that.
No, fuck you, no. John R. Peters Jr., that's who's responsible.
Yeah. All those picks were made with full appreciation of what's happening. picking third was Newspaper Guy, our own Brian Hartman, who's going to put a Super Bowl down and tell us who's on the team. No, he's not going to do that. What am I talking about?
I moved away from the computer.
All right. On Brian's team are the White Walkers, Samwell Tarly, Arya Stark, Arya's wolf, Nymeria, Marjorie Tyrell, Loras Tyrell, and Varys. So he's got the whole Tyrell family, and he's got Arya and her wolf. And most importantly, he's got the White Walkers, I think. Big tail.
I just have such a great team. I'm so proud of them. I'm really hoping that they pull it through in the end.
Like weeks of preparation.
His late pick of Loras Tyrell.
Yeah, we let him slip.
Yeah.
I was going for diversity.
Yeah. And JR really wanted Hodor in certain times.
Is Loras the curly-haired guy? Which one's
yeah,
Loras?
The Knight of Flowers.
Yeah, okay. he's Marjorie's gay brother who's in jail with her.
You're almost well. He the jail might keep him from showing some booty,
which would be a shame.
Maybe he's Game of Thrones every season. Lowest common denominator and stuff happens in jail that everyone jokes about happening in jail. So who knows?
Oh, yeah.
I thought the world agreed that those are bad jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I remember that day very clearly. It was September. 21st.
11th, I think you were
I did almost 11th. Say 11th. I did almost say 11th. Those towers came
thanks,
down.
Thanks, Obama.
Guys, that's it for prison rape jokes. The world's different now. picking fourth was Hodor. That would be Riley. For his lineup, he's got Mountain / Robert Strong. He's got Ramsay Bolton, the High Sparrow, Jorah Mormont, the body of Jon Snow, the Unsullied as a group, and Missandei. Riley,
yeah,
you
know what else I got? I got back-to-back 50-point games today.
Well yeah. Done.
Good. 7 assists, too. Nice. Way to spread the ball.
Yeah, 6 boards.
6 boards, yeah.
As a point guard?
Oh, yeah.
Riley, what was going through your mind in round 5 when Jon Snow was still available?
I think pick at 5. The time I was turning the ball over a lot, so I needed to really lock in.
Wait a second. No, he picked him first. I don't know why it's showing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Jon Snow's first round pick.
Fantasizers.com bringing their A game to our fantasy league here. Fifth team, your Hodor name isn't funny. So that would be Phil Crone.
Good timing.
That would be Phil Crone with the clutch timing as far as the draft order is concerned.
I tell you what, you know what is funny? His roster.
Yes. He's got great segue teams. Because he picked a fantastic roster, starting with the old gods, Septon Maribald, Obara Sand, Tyene Sand, Kevin Lannister, the Faith Militant, and Roose Bolton, rounding out that squad.
Wait, he picked Uncle Kevin?
He did.
Why did I miss that?
Those are stupid picks, Phil.
Really stupid picks on
Phil. He is not going to be in this series ever again.
Yeah, not at all. Obara and Tyene Sand, if we ever are able to tell them apart, they could very well die within minutes of each other. Septon Maribald. Who the fuck is Septon Maribald? Hasn't shown up in the show yet. Phil's in trouble. Phil's not going to win this, and therefore win. He has no chance of winning the prize, which as of this moment is nothing. So, Phil's in trouble.
Okay, sidebar. My post-game press conference, I'm asked, would I agree that I put the team on my shoulders and willed them to win with the way I was scoring? My choices for answers are, we all played a part in the win, nah, the team carried me, I took over and made history, or, let me think.
You made history.
You made history.
Yeah, I made okay. history. Yeah.
I tend not to go with the dick answer, but you know what, you talked me into it.
These NBA games are really diving into the minutiae. Crafting your press conference. Not messing around. Sixth pick went to Shane with By the Old Dogs and the New. His team, he's got Ghost, he's got the Three-Eyed Raven, he's got Alistair Thorne, the Wildlings, Dario Naharis, Yara Greyjoy, and Mara Reed. Shane, that doesn't look great, I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Who's Mara Reed again? Did I already ask that?
One of the twins.
Yes, you know,
okay. Yeah, I did already.
I got Ghost, Alistair, and Mira, and they're all gonna kill some White Walkers. So are the Wildlings. Those are big points.
Yara and Greyjoy, total wild card.
Who knows
what's gonna happen there?
The Three-Eyed Raven. I have no idea how it's gonna work out. Probably not.
Can we make trades? Can I get the Three-Eyed Raven?
Let's not make this anymore.
Don't believe so.
No. I mean, let's not make this any more complicated. The flip side of that is let's not put any more effort into this than we
okay,
need to.
Also,
Miranda wasn't on the list, was she?
She's dead.
On the pavement.
She died? Oh, okay. I think I just saw that episode. All
right. That's such a good episode. Two questions. Can I trade draft picks next year? And no. Are there keepers?
I don't know that we'll be friends next year, Brian. Much less if we ever do this again. So
there's a lot of really question marks. Raven.
There's a lot of question marks on your proposal.
We'll work something out.
Okay.
Picking don't 7, no girls jokes allowed. That's Bobby, right?
That's me.
Okay. No girls jokes allowed. Where's the link? There's the link. Oh, we got Peter Baelish, we got Qyburn, we got Ollie, Theon Greyjoy, we got Bran Stark, the Hound, and Dragons. Dragons, that's what
I think. Dragons is my big pick, yeah.
That shouldn't, if I can critique fantasizer.com, no E in that, I would say that you got to split up the Dragons. Those are individual characters.
They are split up right now. I might only get one doing anything.
That's a good
bet. The trailers imply that you're going to see the other two a little bit.
Yeah, Tyrion will go after him. Brian's got his headphones off. No trailer talk.
You're really putting yourself at a disadvantage, Brian. We're going down and dirty for this high-stakes league. Trailers are on
the table. He muted himself. Leave him there.
Picking 8th, International Brotherhood of Cock Merchants. That's me. I got Lance Lannister. I got one Weg, one Dar, one. I got Euron Greyjoy, Brendan Tully, Tyrion Lannister, Brianna Tarth, Tommen Baratheon. Really wanted Tormund Giantsbane, but JR got a bunch of shitty picks instead, so it'll all work out. Euron Greyjoy.
Brianna, 1-1 do you well.
Oh, yeah.
That Giant, he's not going down. Doing some damage. He's probably not going to get any wit points.
The question is, how closely is this being monitored? Like, if he steps through 50 people, which he very well might do, you know, do I get points for all those people?
Yeah.
I sure hope.
You might.
And rounding us out is Sense and Sansibility. That's Chelsea. She's got Gilly, Jaime Lannister, Osha, Sansa, Grey Worm, Olenna Tyrell, better known as Queen of Thorns, and the Sons of the Harpy. You know, for being drunk at the bar while all this was happening, I think Chelsea put a pretty solid lineup.
Yeah, who knows what they got Sansa this year?
I mean, the big takeaway is the trailer. You know, she's got her Stark battle armor on, and she's talking a big game.
Tell you what, it's a shame like this wasn't here last year, because the whole makeover from the redhead to, like, you know, goth Sansa, that would have been worth big points.
Yeah, great new hair.
I'm sure there's, like, violence done against a character, and you can, like, half-hearted cheer at that moment last season. Probably would have felt pretty shitty about that, I would hope. But, alas. Fantasizer.com, where were you in 2015?
But the rape jokes just keep on coming.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 9/11 happened, we're done with those.
Maybe the people who wrote the whole Sand Snake thing are going to come back and write the entire Loras timeline. It's all going to be rape jokes, or prison rape jokes. That would be on par with that.
Do we want to throw out an over-under on prison rape jokes?
Well, when you're looking for bad pussy.
I'll throw it out there. I'll start with three.
Over-under,
anyone? Yeah, whoever wants to jump in next.
I don't think they're going to go prison rape jokes.
Yeah, I don't think so. Seriously, unless the Sand Snake people write it, then it's going to be like 10.
As far as I know, there were not any firings, although they would certainly have been justified.
Yes.
The thing about Game of Thrones, like, medieval-ish prisons is it's usually solitary confinement.
Right. Well, that sums that up.
That's all I got on this stupid...
I'm pretty sure Brian's been talking to us for about 4 minutes now, and we haven't heard a word
he
said.
You might have been. Brian, you're on mute.
I'm back. Here, I'll make a Brian unmute sign and some color crowns, and so I can tell him for next time.
Anybody else got any scintillating conversation topics?
Two things. One, I was going to take the under on your three, and two, okay. We should take predictions as to who wins.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Then we're going to have to pay attention for the recap of the rosters again.
Yeah.
Now you just pick.
All right, stand by while I read 63 names off. There's some good pod. I think
this is a good pod.
I think Phil loses every week.
Yes.
Wait, is
yes.
this head to head or like?
No, it's total points for the season, but it goes. Okay. It shows each week.
Okay. Yeah, I stand by.
All right, I think Sean's got a good team. I think I've got a good team. And Chelsea. Those are the top three contenders, I think.
I think Blair's got a strong team. I'm going to go with Blair because she took two of my picks. Mm. What makes me nervous about my team is the likelihood of death of a few of my characters.
We'll have to see how that plays out. Like, I think
if they give me everything for the dragons, I shouldn't lose.
Yeah, that's why I got. See, your team? Oh, Kissel didn't go team, so he's out. So yeah, I'm gonna go. Yep.
Whose baby is crying?
Not mine.
Oh, Sean's.
Nope.
Wait.
Brian's?
Baby.
Is that the press conference? Take a weird turn, Riley.
It had to have been Brian.
We got the Sean Kemp legacy team coming in.
You knocked up your girlfriend.
Getting really in depth. Some role playing aspects to NBA Live.
I'm gonna pick Bobby is one, Blair is two, Sean is three.
And there we go. There's our picks.
Yeah,
so flat picks and no analysis.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
The dragons are gonna be
Bobby's the dragons.
Yeah, Bobby's
it
the
might
dragons.
Be it might be season too early.
I agree.
I think Blair's pick of Daenerys is going to come in pretty handy.
Yeah.
She might be conquering like crazy.
Yeah.
Then, that's worth as much as being raised from the dead, I think.
Yeah, and who knows with the children in the forest. Like, that could be huge.
Being imprisoned by the, what are those people? The horse people.
The horse
Dothraki.
People.
Dothraki. Oh, Dothraki.
Yeah, being imprisoned by the Dothraki is going to put her no nudity clause in jeopardy.
You might get some PG-13 nudity there. You might see a back in like the top.
Wasn't there like a get stripped point, but like not show anything?
That's really specific.
Who's going to keep track of all this stuff?
Somebody nerdier than you.
Oh, you know what? She's going to get points for watch people have sex. Dothraki's always be fucking in public.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like everywhere she turns. Points, points, points. Joffrey Baratheon Memorial Slap Award. That... What the fuck? What is that?
Where do you see this?
It's at the bottom of the...
It's just someone gets... smacked.
Okay.
Whoa, I didn't know status power? They're stuck in a terrible side plot. God damn, Bronn killed it last year.
And can be retroactive, so those can really build up.
Yeah.
We should wrap up this great pod so that we can get it posted.
Yeah.
I agree with half of that. So that's it for this episode of the Mediocre Movie Club, or Mediocre Movie Cast. Follow us on the internet at mediocremovie.club. I just posted a sweet new review of a Japanese animated movie on the website.
Was check that the two out. And a half or the 3.5 star?
It was an A-.
4.5, I think.
So 4.5, yeah. What else? We got Bone Tomahawk.
Yes.
And
I think Theon Greyjoy's got some genital mutilation going on. You need to watch Bone Tomahawk.
I watched about 4.5 minutes of that the other day, and Mindy told me to turn it off because Kellen was staring at the TV.
Okay, yeah. Reasonable.
Yeah.
That's good parenting.
Yeah.
And hey, next week we're going to have The Princess Bride on there, so anybody that's got a hard-on for the 80s, prepared to get disappointed.
Have you watched it yet, Kissel?
No, I haven't. I'm talking out of my ass here. I may very well love it.
Yeah, this one isn't going to be a typical like Drew pick where it's going to be dated 80s. This is just not dated. It's a period piece.
It's not an A+, though.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We've got season finale of Deadwood to talk about coming up this week. We've got season premiere of Game of Thrones to talk about Monday or Tuesday, probably. So, a lot of stuff going on at MediocreMovie.club, and follow us on Twitter at MediocreMovieCold. I think that gets updated on occasion. So, we're busy, busy people. Have we gotten that podcast tab figured out yet?
Yeah, we're waiting on iTunes to say yay or nay.
Okay, because it's a big empty space right now. I'm sending sending all our dozens and dozens and hundreds of listeners there, but they're not going to find anything.
One listener made it
onto the pod.
Oh yeah! Now we're down one listener now.
No, I'm totally listening on Monday at work.
We experienced a 10% decline in our listenership. So yeah, we'll get us right now with iTunes and yeah. Stay tuned.
If,
a lot of good
if
stuff.
If we don't, you didn't even hear this. Peace out.
Yeah. We are spitting into the ocean here at the MediaCommunity.club. Thanks for joining me tonight, guys.
Thanks, John.
Good night.
See ya.
Night.
Yes, now the rains we